Today from the Ohio Newsroom, helping Ohioans in recovery find work.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Kendall Crawford. As opioid overdose deaths continue to decline across Ohio, the state is investing millions of dollars to help people recovering from substance use disorders, including by helping them find and retain jobs. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker visited a startup cafe in Southeast Ohio where women in recovery are strengthening their resumes one entree at a time.
Inside the Old School Cafe in Gallia County, a crew of workers assemble gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches and flip juicy jumbo burgers. Once the cafeteria of the former North Gallia High School, the space has been transformed over the past decade. Instead of serving jugs of chocolate milk, it now dishes out Nature's Kiss smoothies.
So it's got kale, tropical fruit, and yogurt, milk, sugar, and some strawberry puree.
Skylar Estep has been working here for just a few weeks. In the coming year, she'll get a taste of every role, says manager Stephanie Bob.
The cashier, the barista, the cook.
That's part of our vision, is to give the most people we can work experience that they can take with them and rebuild their life.
That's Kevin Dennis, CEO of the Field of Hope Community Campus. The faith-based recovery organization and residential treatment center opened the Old School Cafe a year ago, adding to the range of addiction services it now offers on the old high school campus. Dennis says the need for these services in the area is high.
Gallia County, actually, per capita, is in the hotbed of substance abuse. A lot of folks were losing loved ones, had loved ones caught up in addiction, just like my daughter Amber was at the time. And so God gave us a heart for doing something for the community.
Funding for the Old School Cafe came from the One Ohio Recovery Foundation. Among the $45 million in opioid settlement money that organization distributed last year were several hundred thousand earmarked for all sorts of workforce development programs. The John Clem Recovery House in Athens, for example, received a grant to teach construction skills to people in recovery, partnering with the local Habitat for Humanity chapter. Funding like this helps the region address workforce shortages. But Old School Cafe manager Stephanie Bob says it makes a big difference on an individual level, too. She started using drugs as a senior in high school.
Before I knew even what addiction was, I was addicted to pain medicine and realized that it wasn't something that I could stop.
She served 2.5 years in prison and decided to get sober. Afterwards, she completed Field of Hope's recovery program, got her driver's license back, and bought a car. But finding a job, that wasn't easy.
As soon as my background check came back, I got fired. So people look at those things and judge you off of your past rather than for who you are today.
Amber Richards, Field of Hope's executive director, has a similar story.
Places say they're going to hire you, but they don't always. And then if they do, it's minimum wage, and it's probably for 20-some hours a week.
That's hardly enough to afford rent and food, plus pay court fines, reinstatement fees for a driver's license, and probation service fees.
You know, you have to pay all these things when you've been in trouble with the law, and it's hard to get ahead.
Starting at a training ground like the Old School Cafe not only gives workers space to master new skills and enough pay to start a savings, Stephanie Bob says it helps them build confidence for the future.
And it's so refreshing to find a place to know, like, you are worthy, for one, but also you are an asset to their company.
Field of Hope is starting two new business ventures to employ people in recovery this fall, a print shop and a hair and nail salon. In Gallia County, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.